From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a cessation of hostilities set to take effect in Syria. The U.S. and Russia Monday announced agreement on plans for a cessation of hostilities in Syria by Saturday. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of terror groups like Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. Under the plan, the parties involved would limit any use of force to situations such as responding in self-defense. They would also agree to provide unhindered access to humanitarian groups delivering aid to besieged areas. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force, part of a 17-nation international Syria support group. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said over the next few days, the task force will work out standards of operating procedures.
It's a challenging environment, but I think if we can get to Saturday, if we can put this in place, if we can put a mechanism in place that, and I'm not saying it's going to operate smoothly from day one, but that looks at when there are violations, who's behind those violations, and then it's ultimately on each of the parties to either buy into this or not. And so, you know, this is partly a test of that commitment.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Presidents Obama and Putin spoke by phone Monday about the need for positive responses by the Syrian regime and the armed opposition.
We recognize that this is going to be difficult to implement. We know that there are a lot of obstacles, and there are sure to be some setbacks.
Major questions about enforcement and responding to violations of the truce have been left unresolved. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Burundi Monday and will hold talks with President Pierre Nkurunziza, members of the political opposition and civil society, in a bid to end 10 months of violence caused by Mr. Nkurunziza's successful re-election bid last year. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Syria, Sergio Pinheiro, said Monday that crimes against humanity continue to be perpetrated by the Syrian government's forces and Islamic State.
The involvement of an ever-growing number of actors in the conflict has led to an escalation of hostilities, which in turn has resulted in more killings of civilians, often deliberately, and widespread destruction of infrastructure, accession to civilian life. The ongoing destruction of homes, hospitals, schools, markets, and bakeries makes it near impossible for people to meet the most basic needs and forces them to live in constant fear for their lives.
The panel, which conducted hundreds of interviews, criticized the participation of direct and active military involvement of other nations in the conflict, saying Syria has become a multi-sided proxy war. The death toll from the powerful cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday has risen to 29. Authorities are rushing to deliver aid to survivors. The Category 5 cyclone named Winston packed winds in excess of 300 kilometers per hour, reducing many homes to rubble, flooding streets, uprooting trees, and scattering debris. Days after incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was reelected, police rearrested main opposition leader Kizza Besigye as he tried to leave his home, where he had been kept under virtual house arrest. Uchenna Emolonye, who visited Besigye at a police station, is a UN High Commissioner representative for human rights.
He has not been informed formally or informally why he's being detained. And as a matter of fact, we were the first guests, so to speak, that met him. So until now, he has been kept without any information or without any access.
Besigye has called for an independent international audit of Thursday's election. The election outcome and its process have been criticized by the European Union, the U.S., and chief observer of the African Union. Kenya's top athletics official, Isaac Mwangi, Monday was provisionally suspended from Athletics Kenya by the Ethics Board of the International Association of Athletics Association for potential subversion of anti-doping procedures in the cases of two Kenyan runners who alleged he demanded bribes to reduce their doping bans. Mwangi has been suspended for a period of 180 days. He's denied any wrongdoing. The U.S. Defense Department is expected to unveil a plan Tuesday to close the Guantanamo, Cuba detention center within 90 days, something President Obama pledged to do while still in office. There are still more than 90 terror suspects being held at the facility. The price of oil resumed its downward spiral Tuesday in Asia, trading after reports of falling production pushed oil futures higher Monday. The International Energy Agency warned global prices are unlikely to rise until before 2017. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.